Chapter 2. Mirilla makes a decision. Matthew and the girl went to Green Gables in Matthew's buggy.
Right!
The girl talked all the time. On the way, they passed a lot of trees and beautiful flowers.
Mr. Cuthbert, what do you imagine when you look at those flowers?
Asked Anne.
I don't imagine anything,
said Matthew.
I only see flowers.
You must use your imagination,
said the girl.
I think of a bride in a beautiful white dress.
Matthew smiled.
I definitely can't imagine Marilla's reaction to this strange little girl,
he thought. An hour later, Matthew and the girl came to Green Gables.
Who's this?
Mirilla asked when she saw the girl.
She's from the orphanage.
But we wanted a boy. Why did they give us a girl?
Don't you want to adopt me?
The girl asked and started to cry.
Must I return to the orphanage?
Don't cry,
Mirilla said impatiently.
You're not going to the orphanage tonight. What's your name?
Please, can you call me Cordelia?
The girl asked.
It's an elegant name, but my real name is Anne Shirley.
Then I'll call you Anne. It's a practical name,
Mirilla said.
Come now, Anne. Let's have dinner.
Anne was nervous, and she didn't eat much. After dinner, Mirilla took her upstairs to a small bedroom and said good night. After Mirilla left, Anne got into bed and cried. Finally, she fell asleep. Downstairs, Mirilla and Matthew sat and talked.
The girl can't stay here,
Mirilla said.
She can't help us on the farm.
But maybe we can help her,
Matthew said quietly.
We can give her a home.
I can see that you like her.
Yes, I do,
said Matthew.
She's lovely, and she detests the orphanage. She told me that in the buggy. She talks a lot, and she's got imagination.
Okay, we'll adopt her,
said Mirilla. The next morning, Anne woke up early and went downstairs. Mirilla and Matthew were in the kitchen. Mirilla served breakfast and said,
It's okay, Anne. You can stay here with us.
Oh, thank you,
Anne exclaimed.
That's fantastic. I'm very happy.